Blog Talk Radio.
Wickedness and sin. We don't want to go to what is called hell. We want to go to heaven. Now, sheep, I want you to turn your books to the book of Revelation, chapter 12. There are stories in the Bible that you have may not heard of. As I was just looking about 5 minutes ago, I saw this story, and I want you to know about it. Many of you who are taking the time out of your schedule to listen to me, thank you. But here's the story I want you all to know, and you probably know it already. And if you don't, read over it for yourselves. Revelation chapter 12, verse 6 until I finish reading it, okay? And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared for God that they should feed her there 8,203 scores. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Prevail means he did not win. It says that he prevailed not. Neither was there found any more place in heaven. So I'm saying that he was kicked out. He wasn't found any place in heaven anymore. There was no other place found for him. Verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. Who deceived the whole world this day? Especially here in the United States, they have a white picture of Christ going around with stringy hair. And we know that. We believe this Bible. And it tells you in Revelation chapter 1, verse 14, that Jesus had hair like wool. So they're lying. They're deceiving the whole United States with that Christ with stringy hair. I would not have known this. I had said this Revelation chapter 1 many times, but I knew that he had woolly hair, but it did not click in my head until I prayed that to God that he would open up our minds and our hearts and ears so that we will understand and know what he's talking about. And that was about a month ago. God heard my prayer because he must have. I never realized that Jesus had hair like sheep wool. And I know that my hair is nappy like that too. It's like sheep wool. It's not curly. It's not stringy. We have not Christ looks like. If what we have is a picture of him having hair looking like a black man or a black person's hair. Now, I saw that. But I also saw with the stringy hair. I never thought that was a lie until about 2 months ago when I prayed that prayer. And all of a sudden, it just told me to reread Genesis 1 and 14. Well, I read chapter 1 and verse 13 and 14, and I said, oh, my God, it just did not dawn on me until he told me that. Now, let me read verse 9 again. Let's hear what it says. And that great old serpent called the devil, Satan, which deceived the whole world, he was cast out into the earth. And where are we, children? We sheep are on this earth. So the devil is down here with us. And his angels were cast out with him. So that devil is down here on this earth with us and his angels. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. And salvation is deliverance from sin and the consequences of sin, and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren down, which accuses them before our God day and night. And that's true. When I first got sick, before I came on the air, when it was 2010, it was the person accusing me. I had had one stroke then, and now I had another stroke in November 2016. I must be reading right or talking to my sheep. God told me to feed his sheep. I must be doing right because Satan was accusing me. He sure was. And God said, he doubled my life. I had not done nothing. He said, what is she doing here? Send her back. And I woke up on the floor. I was back because I had not started this program. But now I'm reading to you, sheep, what's in the Bible. I am being obedient now because he had mercy on me and sent me back. He was dressed in white. I can't remember what his face looked like, but the accuser was something that I'm going to write about if I live and God allows me to write. I took notes. I have notes. I start writing my book. But I just didn't, I was too lazy to finish it. And now my right hand, and I'm I am a right-hand person is messed up, I used to. And I don't think I can type like I used to. I will have to try. I'm going to try again. Nonetheless, let me get back to chapter 12 of Revelation, verse number 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heaven, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, the sea. So that's woe unto us. That's not good. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath. He's very angry. That's great wrath. Because he knoweth that he has but a short time. Verse 13, and when the dragon saw he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth a man child. And the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, and she might fly, and that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place. For she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. God help me to see. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had cast out of his mouth. Well, thank you, earth. Oh, Lord, the earth helped her. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the member, with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Oh God, I read Revelation 12 from verse 6 through 17, I may pray that our Father in heaven will give you sheep as well as me understanding and a blessing of what has been read. Now, on the board, it says that I am to read Solomon chapter 8, then chapters 1 and 2 of Job, but I read that about a month ago. As I had told you sheep before, God gave me an assignment to do, and I'm trying to do it before he comes. And when I was in school many years ago, told that we were made slaves in the United States in 1619, and I read in in Genesis chapter 15, verses 13. I read all of it, but in verse 13, I'm just turning right there now. 13 and 14 was a verse. I got to put my dollar store glasses on because I cannot see without them. God told Abram at that time, he was not called Abraham, but in chapter 13, and he said to Abram, no other certainty that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. The land that we have is called over. It's called over in Israel, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. So, in 2019, our 400 years will be up. And verse 14 says, "And that nation whom they shall serve will be judged." So the United States will be judged, and afterwards shall they substance. And I'm believing that the day is us black folks. When you read in the Bible, no other people were made slaves on this earth like we were. And you will read, I think it's in, what is it? In Deuteronomy, I think it was, in chapter 28 and to 68, says that we were slaves and nobody helped us. Let me try to find Deuteronomy. Where is it? Oh, it's here. I should find it quickly. Let me see. 26, 27, here it is. In Deuteronomy 28, no nation of people can say that they were slaves like we can. It says here, "And the Lord shall bring thee into again." Oh, God, once you get us out next year, don't put us in Egypt again, slavery again, with ships. So we were brought to America. Our foreparents were brought to America on ships by the way whereof I spoke unto you, thou shalt see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondsmen and bondswomen, and no man shall buy you. We didn't have money enough to buy ourselves. They did not buy us. So I want you to write that down. That is Genesis chapter 10. Then I want you to write down Genesis chapter 15 through 14. Now, 13 and 14, and read all of it in verse 18. Then I want you to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I was just there. And, oh God, I want you to read what I just read to you, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. No other group of people were brought to this land by ship. Our foreparents were brought to America on ships and made slaves. And we still are in bondage. Some of us black folks act like we are not, but we are. We still are. We don't have the freedom to do as we want to do. I am going to get back to the lesson, and I am in the book of Job. It's spelled like J-O-B, job, but it's pronounced Job. I thought I had left off on chapter 16, but rather than to go start at chapter 16 of Job, I am going to read verses, start reading at chapter 14 and 1 and read as much as I can before my program goes off off tonight. Job chapter 14, verse 1. Oh, excuse me. Let me say to you, I need to say the Lord's Prayer and come back to Job chapter 14. Let us say a prayer quickly, please. Our Father in heaven, we sheep don't have too long now before we receive your glorious day. Our 400 years of slavery in the United States will be over around June the 20th, 2019. So sheep, I'm saying in a prayer for our sheep to get their life in order. Try to repent and tell God, talk to God and tell him that you're sorry for the things that you have done and don't do them anymore. You stop doing those things and don't do them anymore. Thank you for all the things that you have done, Father, for us. Sheep. And those who are not sheep and are willing to follow your will and do what you, your Ten Commandments. All our blessings are from you, sweet and caring Father. Thank you for sending your Son, Yeshua, to redeem us out of our problems in this world. We honor you and reverence you, dear Father. Thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from us here in Detroit, Michigan. Thank you, Father, for allowing us sheep to have sane mind and sound mind, as well as good health. We believe in your Son. We believe that by your stripes we were healed. And I'm on my way back to health now. Thank you for that, Father. I look forward to Genesis chapter 15 being fulfilled, as well as Deuteronomy being fulfilled in 2020 or 2019, June the 30th. Hopefully, they will not give us reparations now. And they, I'm talking about the white people who have put us in slavery, has had us in slavery for that length of time. And they will not give us money. They have given other nations money, but they just don't give us anything like they have done with the other nations. I'm thinking that if we had the money that they had have given to the other nations, we could pull ourselves out of poverty, and we probably would not come out of this country like you said we will come out. We're going to come out with a whole lot of blessing. And I say that this prayer in your Son Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ, I thank you, Father, and I say to you, amen. I hope you have heard me and understand what I was trying to get out. Again, let me introduce myself. I am Sandra Harris. This is the Feed My Sheep program. Again, I am Sandra Harris, your host. Remember Sabbath day to keep it holy. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourselves. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath observance starts Friday evening and it ends Saturday evening. I want you to have your three P's ready and handy. The three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil. I have given you text to read. I want you to read Genesis chapter 15 and read all of it. Don't just skip and hop and read some of it. I have read all of that several times. And Deuteronomy, and let me see, I know that it's Deuteronomy 28 and verse 68 is that where we were saved. You need to know that we were. And that we have not gotten our reparation. We should, but we have not. And I thank God for giving us, blessing us with that, because the white man's forefathers who had us in slavery, like picking cotton and all that kind of stuff, like I was from the little town I'm from, but nonetheless, I don't do it this day. Thank God for delivering us from doing that. But we are still under slavery. What I am going to do right now is turn back to chapter 14 of Job and start reading there. Verse 1. It says, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth so also as a shadow and continueth not. And doest thou open thine eyes upon such an one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, with the number of his months are with you, or with thee. Thou hast appointed his bonds that he cannot pass. Turn from him, that he may rest till he shall accomplish as an hireling his day. And a hireling is someone that works for you. Verse 7, where there is hope of a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branches thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground, yet though the scent of the water, it will bud and bring forth barrels like a plant. And a barrel is like a branch or a leaf. It will come forth like a plant. But man dieth and wastes away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? As the water fall from the sea, and the food decays and dries up. I had never looked at man like that before. I'm glad I'm reading this. This is why I tell you sheep to read your Bible. The story that I read you about the woman being cast away, I had not read that or heard that, I don't think, in church. That's why a lot of stories are in the Bible that we sheep should read up before 2019, before God comes. In the book, in the Bible, he says that he told Abram that his grandchildren would be slaves. And that's us black people here in the United States. You want to be white, but you're not. You're going to always be black. Like, you're always going to have nappy hair like him. But many of you go and get what is called perms. And what is God going to do when he sees you? I don't know. I really don't know. He's coming back again, and I believe that he's coming back on a spacecraft, and I believe he is going to be black like me. Because he saved me out of the world. He should not. He had no reason to, but he did. I'm doing everything that I could, and I was wrong. And God knows I was wrong, but he saved me. Thank you for saving me, Father. Verse 12, so man lies down and rises not till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake nor be raised out of their sleep. Excuse me. Verse 13. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret, thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man dies, shall he live again? In all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thy hands, for now thou numberest my steps. Doest thou not watch over my sins, my transgressions? And transgressions are breaking the law, or it's a crime, or it's criminal. If my transgressions is sealed up in a bag, that thou sowest of mine iniquities. And iniquities are wickedness and his sinfulness. Verse 18, and surely the mountain falling cometh not, and the rock is removed out of his place, and the waters where the stones thou washest away the things which grow out of dust of the earth, and thou destroyest the hope of man. Thou prevailest forever against him, and he passes, and thou changest his countenance. Countenance is his facial expression, and sendeth him away. His sons come to honor, and he knoweth it not. They are brought low, but he prevaileth it not of them. But his flesh upon him shall have pain, and his soul within him shall mourn. So let's think about that. This is deep. I'm going to read. I just finished reading verse 14. But this was a deep. His sons came to him, and he knoweth it not. And they are brought low, but he perceiveth it not of them. And I got a few minutes more. Well, let's see if I can get to verse 15 in the next 9 minutes. It says, then answered Eliphaz the Temanite and said, should a wise man utter vain knowledge? Vain knowledge is emptiness or worthless knowledge. and fill his belly with the east wind? Should he reason with the unreasonable? Should he reason with unprofitable talk or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? Yea, thou cast off fear and restrainest prayer before God, and thou mouth utterest thine iniquities, and thou closest, and thou choosest tongue of the crafty. Thine own mouth condemns thee, and not I. Yea, thine own lips testify against thee. Art thou the first man that was born, or was thou made before the hills? Hast thou heard the secret of God, and doest thou restrain wisdom for wisdom to thyself? Knowest thou that we know not, that understand what understandest thou that is not in us? Verse 10. With us are both the gray-headed and very aged men, much older than thy father. Are their consolation of good small with thee? Let me read verse 11 again. Are the consolation of God small with thee? Is there any secret thing with thee? Why does thine heart carry thee away? And what do thy eyes wink at, that thou turnest the spirit against God, and lettest each word go out of thy mouth? What is man that he should be clean? And what is born of a woman that he should be righteous? Behold, he putteth no crust in the saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy? Abominable means detestable or hateful. And filthy is man that drinketh iniquity, that is, a sin or evil, like water. Sin or evil, they drink iniquity like sin, like water. Sin and evil, they drink it like water. We're reading at verse 17. I will show thee, hear me, and that which I have seen, I will declare. Declare is to tell. Which wise men have told you from their fathers and have not hid it? Unto whom alone the earth was given, and no stranger passed among them. The wicked man traveleth with pain all his days, and the number of years is hidden to the oppressor. A dreadful sound is in his ear, is prosperity. The destroyer shall come upon him. Let me read that again. A dreadful sound is made in his ears. Verily, the destroyer will come upon him. He believeth not, he shall return out of darkness, and he is waited for of the sword. He wandered aboard for bread, saying, where is it? He knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. Trouble and anguish shall make him afraid, they shall prevail against him. As the king ready for the battle, what he the strength out of his hand against God. He strengthened himself against the Almighty. He runneth upon him, even on his neck, upon boss of his bucklers, because he covered his face with fatness. He maketh columns of fat on his flanks, and he dwelleth in desolate cities, and in houses which no man inhabits, which are ready to become heaps. He shall not be rich, neither shall his substance continue, neither shall he prolong the perfection thereof upon the earth. He shall not depart out of darkness, the frame shall dry up his branches, and the breath of his mouth shall he go away. He shall not, verse 31, let not him that is deceived trust in vanity, for vanity shall be his recompense. And, you know, vanity is nothing or worthlessness. It shall be accomplished. Therefore, his time and the branch shall not be green. He shall shake off his unripe grapes as the vine, and shall cast off flowers as the olive. For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and the fire shall consume the tabernacles of bribery. He conceives mischief and brings forth vanity. That's worthless or nothing. And their belly prepares deceit. I have read to you chapter 15, and I did read it in 9 minutes. Let us have a closing prayer for right now. And say, thank you for being our protector day and night, and protecting us from all the evil that Satan and his people and his angels bring. Thank you for always keeping us and for from Satan, that we shall go into your heaven, and that we will be put back in our land by you. As it says, what is it? Peter 4 and 15 says, I look the Lord's will. I should be back with you next Friday evening. And tell someone about this program, the Feed My Sheep show on Blog Talk Radio, and come and listen to us. Our program is on every Friday evening at 5 o'clock.
Heaven might find heart.